The largest philanthropic gift in Camosun College's history will ensure more women will be able to pursue careers in the skilled trades. A $1.285 million donation from the Gwynne Morgan and Patricia Trottier Foundation represents a five-year commitment to fund the Empowering Women in the Trades program at the school. The donation is the second time the foundation has supported the program, and is the largest gift outside of estate gifts the college has received. In 2017, the foundation pledged $1 million to create the program, and the second commitment is intended to ensure it continues to grow and support women over the next 5 years. We saw the tremendous impact the first gift had on the lives of women over the last 5 year and how it encouraged more women to enter trades, so it made sense to do it again, said Gwynne Morgan. It is important to ensure the Empowering Women in the Trades program can continue to raise the quality of life for tradespeople and their families, as well as ensure employers and industries have a workforce to draw upon. The Empowering Women in Trades program, unique to Camosun, is designed to get more women to complete Red Seal certification by eliminating barriers women face in taking up this kind of training. The program offers financial aid to cover the costs of transportation, childcare, living expenses and protective equipment and tools. The program also offers one-on-one support, networking, and mentoring opportunities as well as employment support. Given the opportunity, a career in the trades can be life-altering for women, who unfortunately have historically faced obstacles, said Patricia Trottier. At a time when Canada is facing a skilled trades shortage impacting almost every industry and employer, it is critical that women are given the chance to help close the skills gap and achieve their own personal and professional goals. As a result of the women-specific programs at Camosun, more than 1,000 women have gone on to pursue a career in high-demand areas like automotive, carpentry, professional cooking, sheet metal and welding. The Empowering Woman in the Trades program has changed my life in such an incredible way. Words can't express the gratitude I have, said Sarah Cooper, who completed the Women in Trades sampler in 2021 and who will soon be returning to the college for her next-level apprenticeship. I don't know where my family and I would be today without the ongoing mentorship and financial support that I've been given throughout my time at Camosun. Lane Trotter, president of Camosun College, said the school is proud of its work to improve access for students, particularly those in underrepresented groups. The generous support of donors like the Gwynne Morgan and Patricia Trottier Foundation is making a life-changing difference to women seeking to complete Red Seal apprenticeships, Trotter said. The timing of the program is good, as the province has pointed out more than 85,000 job openings are expected in the skilled trades over the next decade. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. ![. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.